Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Wanted to do an exercise here with you, Joe, where we sort of go back and forth and go over every potential player that the Red Sox have been, even in it, if it's like, it doesn't have to be something that Rosenthal or Olney or Passan or Bradford or any of those guys reported. It can just be stuff that we saw thrown out there. Like this thing today in CBS Sports, the Jaren Duran for Class A thing. Like that's just someone's prediction. Like, so just anything at all, all right? Anything that you've seen the Red Sox connected to basically anybody. We'll put those names down. We'll have a master list. We'll have them ranked by how much we would like that move if that ends up being someone that they trade for. And we'll just sort of go back and forth for a little bit. So I'll go ahead and start it off with a very obvious, very big name, and that is Joe Ryan. Joe Ryan is my guy. Now, you and I have both been working on these Red Sox games. Joe, you've done more games than I have, but you and I have worked on a lot of games this year. And Joe Ryan is a guy who I've seen pitch and who has pitched against the Red Sox. And I think that when you look at the various potential outcomes out there, Joe Ryan, to me, is one of the best ones that you can, is one of the best possible scenarios, is you landing Joe Ryan. Even if you don't, even if you lose the trade, and I don't mean like lose it by a lot, but even like, you know, if you trade Anthony Meyer and Jaren Duran for him or something crazy like that, which you'd never do, but like, you know, even if you don't win the trade, like blowout style win the trade, I think that's one of the best possible outcomes that you can have at this trade deadline as a team, as an organization, is if you end up with Joe Ryan.
I agree. Like the big fish out there, if you want to make that big splash, is Joe Ryan. If the Twins put him out there, I think the big thing is if Minnesota is going to put him on the trade block, if they would accept some kind of deal, because the Twins are just this weird franchise where we're in the middle where they probably should sell, but they're still hanging on to that last little bit of hope.
Mm-hmm.
But if they do decide to go down the sell route, Joe Ryan is that number one name, and I agree with you. I would love to see Joe Ryan. That, to me, is the big fish when it comes to you have the number one need of starting pitcher. He's the top guy out there. Maybe you have to overpay. Maybe you have to include Jaren Duran or one of these top pitching prospects mm-hmm. in Portland. But Joe Ryan, I think, is the guy that is worth doing that.
All right, so I have Joe Ryan on my list. I'll put him in the number one tier. It's just someone that we'd all like. Maybe our number one guy at the top of everybody's board. Like, you know how T. Higgins was going to be the number one free agent in the NFL and ended up being Milton Williams. Joe Ryan, for me, number one trade block target for the Red Sox that I'd like to see them realistically go after. Give me a name.
I think when you're looking for a spot in the lineup, I think the big name that's out there is Ryan O'Hearn. He's probably the best bat that is out there on the market for a Baltimore team that's really going nowhere. It gets difficult because it is an in-division trade.
Right.
Baltimore might be a little hesitant to make a deal with the Sox as opposed to someone maybe on the West Coast or in any other division like the Astros or whatever. But he is a power bat which you lost in Rafi Devers.
Yes.
He can fill your designated hitter spot and also play first base. I mean, in the field, first base is the biggest one out there. But if you have him in a rotation, first base, DH as well, you can still sort of keep that outfield sort of platoon with putting Ref Snyder in there against lefties and still having Willy Abreu. Roman Anthony can play every day. I think if you have O'Hearn in that mix, that is a great spot to be in. So
yeah.
Ryan O'Hearn for me is the bat to try and look for.
Ryan O'Hearn I really like a lot too. He would essentially be replacing Abraham Toro. I mean, that, you know, you'd still have Romy Gonzalez there as a right-handed bat. How are O'Hearn's splits? Is he very lefty, you know, is he like a typical one of those guys, or is he, can he hit lefties at all?
I think he's a guy that could hit lefties. I'm not 100% sure. I'm going to look up his numbers right now.
Okay, hold on. I'm looking them up right now. Keep going. Keep going on O'Hearn. What else do you like
but
about
him? Yeah, O'Hearn is just someone that is a home run threat. I mean, he doesn't have the same presence as Rafi Devers, but really when you look at the Sox lineup, there's not really someone that you're penciling circling in like you did Rafi Devers. Maybe you have that with Bregman, but he's not the same kind of player that Devers is, who can hit a home run just like that. So I think you bring in a little bit of that power back into the lineup, and that lineup gets much better.
Yeah, you certainly do. Bad news. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's not bad news because they do have Roman Gonzalez. But he is a career 195 hitter against lefties this year. He's hitting 300 against righties and 220 against lefties, which isn't quite so bad. But that is a 280 slugging percent. Yeah, he's you're still platooning here. If you get Ryan O'Hearn and you want him to be your first baseman, you'd still be platooning him, I think. I'd still platoon him with Romy Gonzalez. And also, I'd like Romy Gonzalez. I'd want to keep putting Gonzalez in the lineup about as often as you can. But yeah, you would be, that would in effect be a Abraham Toro replacement. It would be a good one. I mean, I like Ryan O'Hearn. And I thought he was going to be, after last year, I thought the Orioles were going to be good again. I thought they were going to, when they started selling off pieces, I was like, well, wait a minute, this isn't what you do when you have a good bounce-back season, but that's what they did. And their young core is now, you know, the only thing they really have going for them, and they're putting up some numbers, you know, Henderson and Holiday, those guys are playing okay, but they aren't really a team anymore. They were a team, like, they were a promising team, and now they're just this weird cellar-dwelling in-between kind of, what do we do with this 31-year-old DH who was an impact player for us like 2 years ago and like was going to be part of the future and all this, and now they're looking to trade him. I would absolutely take a flyer on him, but I agree with what you said before, Joe, which is in division you're going to have to pay a higher price than teams out of division and out of league too. National League team, all that, they're much more likely to want to have to deal with somebody not in the American League East. All right, I'm going to go ahead and put Sandy Alcantara on the list because that's a name I've been seeing since the offseason. Sandy Alcantara is someone that people have been talking about since the offseason, even maybe last year. I remember there was rumors coming out around him. And I want to get this name out here because while Ryan and O'Hearn are two guys I would really like to see, I don't want to see this team even pursue Sandy Alcantara. I don't think Sandy Alcantara has much left in the tank. And I know he's a young player, but coming back from that injury, he has not looked the same. And I don't want to give up any sort of real assets to bring him in here and hope that a change of scenery from Miami to Boston is exactly what this guy needs to start pitching better. I think that is way too risky of a move. I think you need actual legitimate help in the rotation. Someone established, not someone that you're trying to reacclimate to being a good pitcher. They've done that before. I mean, listen, it's not like it'd be the first time that's ever happened. They've done it in history. They did it last couple of years. Corey Kluber, James Paxton, twice. You know, like it's been kind of a thing with these Red Sox. And Alcantara, again, is not old like those guys were. But I still am not really interested in going down that road. And I think that he's got teammates that I'd much rather have. There's other pitchers that I'd much rather they go after. Alcantara is a name because he won the Cy Young, but I just think that should be off of everyone's list. Like, I don't even think he should be on Breslow's list. So I'm going to put him lowest possible, do not want, stay away, don't buy. Like, that's, you know, like Jim Cramer. Like, that's what I'm going to say. Don't buy on Alcantara.
I guess in terms of a quote-unquote big splash, Sandy Alcantara is a big name, but he's, as you said, he's regressed the past couple of years, where if Joe Ryan wasn't on that list, then you could do what Craig Breslow and just all these Sox teams at the trade deadline has done, take a flyer on a guy, and maybe you strike gold with Alcantara, and he's able to come through.
But he has a 7.22 ERA right now.
Right, but that's, and those numbers are why you sort of take that step back and be like, you know what, let's not take the flyer
And he's not even that young either. I thought he was 27. He's 29. So, you know, I mean, like, he's, it's not like you're talking about some very young, cost-controlled guy. You're talking about a guy with, you know, whatever he's got there and a fastball that he can't really command anymore and just a career that's starting to get away from him. And at some point, I think some team's going to take a flyer on trying to make that into a reclamation project. And can we get Alcantara and bring him back and have this guy be productive again? But I don't want that to be what the Red Sox are looking for. So I'll have him on my list as a DNB. Do not buy.
Yeah, I'd probably put that label on him too. For me, I don't know if this name has been linked to the Red Sox, but I know this team has been linked to the Red Sox, especially in the offseason. The Cardinals were flirting Nolan Arenado out there, obviously, as the third base target before they brought in Alex Bregman. And if there was a potential trade to come up with the Cardinals, I feel like one name you could also throw in there is Ryan Helsley. I think that is a flamethrower in the bullpen, kind of similar to what we talked about with Emmanuel Clase. He provides velocity. He provides certainty to that back end of the bullpen. And the Cardinals are in this weird spot where they're 51-46. They're a game and a half out of a wild card spot.
High end Bloom's Cardinals right there.
Right. But I don't see this team really sticking where they are. I think they're going to sort of drift to that sell option because Helsley's going to be an impending free agent. So there might be an opportunity. You know, this is Chaim Bloom's golden opportunity to be a buy and a sell. You sell off Ryan Helsley, maybe you get another piece back like a Jaron Duran or whatever. But I absolutely love Ryan Helsley. I think if you get him, even as a rental, you should give him the moon to try and lock up what would be the future of the back end of that bullpen. So
okay.
Ryan Helsley, to me, would be the number one dream target when you're talking about adding to the bullpen.
Okay. I'd have him maybe on my second tier. He's in the top tier of relievers that I'd want, but I don't have any relievers in my top tier. For me, I'm looking still for a power bat, first baseman, and a starting pitcher, first and foremost. And even if that it's and starting pitcher, I think, first and foremost, even if that means like two starting pitchers, you know, if you want to get another guy like a running mate for Crochet and someone to replace Hunter Dobbins in the back end because you don't trust Tanner Houck or whatever, I'm okay with that too. Certainly no problems for me with that. So I would, you have Helsley as a one. I'd probably have him as a two. So I'm going to go ahead and
sort of the back half of the one for me. I still think, you know, every playoff team needs an add at the bullpen.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm going to go with Charlie Morton. Charlie Morton is the next name I'm going to bring up here. Charlie Morton. Who was it that said that the Red Sox
could be Ken Rosenthal.
It was Rosenthal. That's what I thought. All right, Rosenthal floated that name out there. And I'm going to, while I said that I don't want Charlie Morton, I want Charlie Morton more than I want Sandy Alcantara, okay? I would be more okay with the Red Sox trading for Morton than I would be them trading for Alcantara because at the very least, Morton has experience. Morton has certainly after that terrible start pitched much, much better over the course of these last couple of months here. He's turning in a respectable season after one of the worst starts I've ever seen. He's very old. Very old. Too old. But also, you would be slotting him at the bottom of the rotation. And I would do it in the sense that I wouldn't give up very much for him.
He would take the Walker Buehler spot.
He would take the Walker Buehler spot, exactly. He would be down, or the Hunter Dobbs, or whatever. He'd be down in the number four, number five spot. That's where you'd stick him. And I think in that role, Charlie Morton isn't super odious to me. If you bring him in to be Garrett Crochet's running mate, then yes, terrible, terrible plan. But if you bring him in for the Walker Buehler role, exactly what you just said there, Joe, I'm not so put off by the idea of Charlie Morton in that role that I would turn my nose up at it. So I'm going to put him on like the three tier, because there's other pitchers out there who I would rather they went after for that role even. Okay, for that role of a bottom of the rotation guy. There's other names out there, and I'm not sure if we're going to get to them all because we are flapping our gums here. But there are other guys that I'd want over Morton. But I think for in that role, Morton, I could live with. I could live with that. I'm not going to be throwing a parade, but I could live with it. So I'll give that maybe like a three. What would you give Morton? Would you give him anything?
I think
would he be a do not buy for you?
I think for me it's a do not buy. I mean, I should say do not buy with a little asterisk, where I think in the scenario that you're talking about with him taking the Walker Buehler spot and he's a number four or a number five, or you maybe get him and then one other smaller piece. Like, that's another thing we could is an option, is that you might not get that big fish, but if you get two medium-sized fish, and Morton, yes, is 40 years old and he had a really bad start, but he's still kind of like a medium buy, where if you supplement him with another addition to the rotation or the bullpen or whatever, then it could work out.
All right, give me one more name and then let's take a phone call, go to break.
Okay, I'll give you one more. I'll give you Mitch Keller. I think Pirates,
Mitch Keller,
obviously selling off team. I think one of the few teams that are out there, and obviously Pittsburgh's not going to trade for they're not going to trade away Paul Skeens because he's probably the best pitcher on the planet. So one of the other options,
they might trade him one day, but not trading him right now. Yeah.
One day, but no, not right now. They're not that dumb. You bring in Mitch Keller, you have him under team control, and I just really love the stuff that he's got. I think he's a big boost to the bullpen, and he's sort of this star that's waiting to break out. It's just no one really knows about him because he's on a really bad Pittsburgh team. So I would love to see Mitch Keller in this rotation. I think he would serve best as a number two, maybe a number three in this Sox rotation.
Keller just signed a five-year extension last year, so he'd be cost-controlled for a couple of years. He's 29, turns 30. When does he turn 30? He turns 30 in April. So this is his age 29 season. Next year will be his age 30 season. And you'd have him until about, 33, 34. If you plan on keeping him that long, who knows? Maybe you turn around and flip him if he's not what you wanted. But he is a guy who's pretty consistent. I mean, he's not a great pitcher, and he hasn't put up great numbers. But he's having a good year. The record doesn't show it, but the peripherals are certainly there.
Yeah, the fact is he's a number two. He's the number two option behind Paul Skeens. And yeah, Skeens has been carrying the rotation. Whereas you put him with this rotation, those numbers, I think, will inflate because there's not as much pressure on him with Crochet as the ace, and then Giolito and Bayo.
Okay, so Mitch Keller, he's a one for you, would you say, or a two?
I would probably put him on a high tier two.
High tier two, that's about where I'd have him as well. Yeah, I'd say he's a high tier two. All right, let's go up the list real quick, and I'm just going to give you a name, and you tell me what the max is you would trade for Joe Ryan. What would be like the max you would go?
I think the package is going to be big. I think Duran has to be in it.
Yeah.
Probably you'll have to put in the password over in Worcester. Probably another prospect like a Franklin Arias, and then one of the pitchers in Portland, maybe like a Connolly earlier, Brandon Clark. I know Peyton Tolley is a name that's floated out there, but I would love to see if they can make a move without him in there.
Okay, I would center a deal either around Duran or around Christian Campbell, either one of those two guys. And I know that you and I disagree on trading Campbell, but Ryan's a guy I would do that for. All right, Ryan O'Hearn, how high would you go with him?
I would say, I think every one of these deals has a major leaguer in it just because of the outfield surplus.
Well, it's the Orioles, though. Do they want major leaguers?
True.
Do they just want to rebuild?
True. You know? I think with O'Hearn, you could get away with a package that includes, like, four prospects. So you put, like, You're thinking Garcia, Password, Franklin Arias, maybe Mikey Romero, and then one of those Portland pitchers.
Okay. Yeah, I'd probably go that way, too. I think, you know, you can go by with mid-level prospects, not your, you know, crown jewels or anything like that. But young players, I think that's what the Orioles would be looking for. Sandy Alcantara, I would go with a bag of baseballs. How about you?
I would say if you can go low on that kind of deal, you go for it. I think the same package that you have for Joe Ryan and O'Hearn, you shouldn't even sniff that when it gets to Sandy.
All right, what about Ryan Helsley?
That's going to be a big one. I think Duran could be included in it.
Deal for Helsley.
Yep.
Okay.
I think he's included. I would honestly say like the same package or a similar package to Joe Ryan.
Okay. Yeah, I might go that way. Again, though, for Duran, I feel like if you're trading Duran, I don't want a reliever back. I feel like that's a big enough swap and a big enough name that you should be able to get some starting pitching help. Charlie Morton, I would go mid to low-level prospects for him. I'd imagine that's what they'd be looking for.
Same here.
And Mitch Keller, how high would you go with him?
I would probably, again, do a sort of a prospect-centered package, probably same as...
Keller, they probably ask a lot for him, I would
think. Yeah, you might need to throw, like, another low, you know, maybe a high A sort of prospect. Just a lot of big names out there. You might need to get Tolley in there, but, again, I don't want to see him in a deal.
Yeah, I think Pittsburgh would ask for Campbell, and I wouldn't do that for him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.